The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
We took our microphones on the road and made a call to Collaborate DSM. It's a new co-working facility in the heart of the Des Moines Metro on Ingersoll Avenue. The owner and person behind Collaborate DSM is Clinton Ankerberg, who created the space because it also fit into his long-established investment business, Disciplined Equities. Now, to be sure, I've been in lots of co-working spaces over the years, but this is special, and you're going to hear that in my opening comment. Meet Clinton Ankerberg of Collaborate DSM. Clinton, welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Michael.
This is a beautiful, beautiful place. What is Collaborate DSM?
Oh, well, thank you for saying that. Collaborate DSM is a vision that slowly came to fruition and maybe evolved into something that we hadn't originally anticipated, as many businesses I'm sure do.
Sure.
As you kind of get into it. I was looking for a new place for my wealth management business. I live, work, and play on Ingersoll and the Avenues, so this is home. I love the area. I wanted to find a building, not just to rent, but to own along Ingersoll, and slim pickings around here, as
sure.
I'm sure you know. So we stumbled upon this space from, used to be occupied by Lessing Flynn.
I know them well.
Yeah. So Connor Flynn and Joe Rosenberg, just wonderful people. And stumbled into this and thought, my gosh, the building's 7,000 square feet. It's a little bit more than our small team at Discipline Equities needs. So I called my brother and said, well, we're launching a co-working space.
And he said, what?
That's exactly what he said. We're doing what? So
what the heck is that?
Right. And we just learned along the way. I actually flew out to Denver, Colorado to just do some, you know, educational pursuit of what co-working space really look like.
Right.
They're a pretty progressive city and have done a really nice job with co-working spaces. So learned a lot, came back, and implemented what we could.
One of the things that just struck me immediately upon walking into your building was this doesn't look like a co-working space that we've seen in the past. Many co-working spaces are patrician at the most. You know, they're pretty stark.
Sure.
This is beautiful. You have done a beautiful job in the decor and what the place looks like. Is that part of the whole vibe that you guys have got going on here?
Yeah, you know, I've got a penchant for nice things,
yeah,
for better or for worse.
Why not?
And especially with furniture. I've grown to really love Herman Miller products, Charles and Ray Eames, gorgeous designers back from the 50s
sure.
and 60s. So wanted to buy nice things that would last a long time and have a certain, you know, kind of allure to the eye. And and just building a space that people wanted to come into, or you feel comfortable and you feel like you're, home away from home. So we're a little bit of a hybrid, I would say, between traditional office space and kind of the collaborative co-working area. And with really, you know, as we grow, the collaborative part, the Collaborate DSM, is very important to us. And that's the area that we're really excited for the future. We're starting to see a very neat collaborative environment starting to occur here amongst our members. People are talking to each other, asking each other a lot of questions, learning more about, you know, each other's businesses and helping one another. And that's really what we're after. It's a culture that we're trying to build. And
what is a culture? And one of the cool things about what you just said, not one person has all of the answers to whatever the situation happens to be. And if you're working outside of your particular silo, you're ingrained with people from all types of businesses that can then help you answer some of the questions you might have that you're not an expert in.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. I always like the mantra, it takes a village,
yeah, it does,
to raise a child, and I really believe that.
We're visiting with Clinton Ankerberg, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about Collaborate DSM. So how does this work, Clinton? How does it all come together? Beautiful space, nice offices, but what is it that pays the bills? What's the business model here?
Yeah, great question. The business model is a combination of traditional office space, so office suites we like to call them, We don't like the name tenants or the term tenants, right? We have members.
Sure.
Just kind of more warm, inviting terminology.
Words mean everything.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
They do. Does our administration know that? I'm sorry, this isn't the political hour.
We don't do the political news, but it's a good question.
Right. So at any rate, we offer floating desks and fixed desks. Now, floating desk for $150 a month, you can come into our space, work from wherever, have access to our fiber internet. We offer beer and kombucha, local gong fu, teas, Zanzibar coffee, and conference rooms, video conferencing, you name it. So for $150, you come in, have access to our entire space. For $300 a month, you can have a fixed desk. So it's your desk. Nobody else can use it. Come bring family portraits. You have your own locking credenza to work from. And so that is your space. And that's more in the collaborative areas as well. So traditional office space, floating desk, and then a fixed desk. It's kind of our business model, and that's
sure.
What keeps the lights on.
Now, when we talk about the set office space, what percentage is fixed office space where you have offices where mm-hmm. individuals? Because on the way in here, I noticed all kinds of names up on the door.
Sure,
individuals who hang out here on a regular basis.
Yeah, I would say it's as far as a person count, maybe 50-50 right now between traditional offices and the floating kind of collaborative model. We really envision growing that collaborative model. We're confined to the offices that we have, but the collaborative floating desk model has all kinds of upside.
Sure.
One of the things that we intend to build is more of a community and a culture around that where people want to be a member, not just for the space, but because of the intellectual capital that they get from being here amongst other members, but also with regard to speaking engagements that we bring into the space. So it's our intent to leverage the beautiful, you know, and tenured minds around town who have a real lesson to share. You know, it could be something that they've learned in business along the way. It could be personal. It could be something social or just a spirituality thing that they've learned. You know, it's kind of that old question: what have you learned that you wish you knew when you were younger?
Yeah, boy.
Well, I want to tap into the minds, and I want to get some answers to that. So it's our goal and intent to create that type of environment where it's not just a great working space, but it's also a place to really get your kind of intellectual fulfillment and learn from others.
So at Collaborate DSM, you will bring speakers in to sit and chat with your members.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And we don't intend, you know, more of a kind of boutique, small environment. We don't intend to fill a huge classroom of 400, but to come into a small, more intimate setting where, you know, maybe there's 10, 15 individuals all kind of picking the brain of a business mind in the community.
What a treasure that would be for so many individuals who are, they're on their way up and trying to figure out where they're at. Now, of your collaborative individuals who come in and they rent a floating desk or a fixed desk, how many are startups, individuals who are starting their business or maybe transitioning from a current business into something new?
Yeah, that's a great question. We're about 50-50. Hmm. I would say established businesses and the younger, more startup community. So we've got some wonderful men and women that are from Pioneer who had been in the seed space, Pioneer DuPont, for many years, and they're all kind of starting their next journey, next leg of their journey,
right,
with a new business. And actually, we're getting into kind of spotlight series where we're actually having our first spotlight series Thursday, April 19th, from 5:30 to 7:00. And the member spotlight series is an attempt to bring awareness to companies and groups that are in our space. So our first one on April 19th, we're actually going to be showcasing Recycle Me Iowa, which is a company that's been around for a while.
It has been around.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for that company to catch.
I think we all are.
I have known her for a long time, and I think the idea behind what she's doing is solid. Mm-hmm. It's just all of the things that – why don't you explain what they do, and we'll talk a little bit more about that for a moment.
Sure. So from a very elementary perspective, right, it'd be nice to get CG in here to speak a little bit more about that. But from a very green, no pun intended, perspective – they are a recycle company who's trying to make trash cool again. And, you know, there's a lot of apartment buildings around town, exactly. Businesses that don't have mediums to recycle and probably want to. But, the process just isn't there. So, you know, interestingly, CG has confided in me that she tried to let Recycle Me Iowa die and move on to other things, but it just wouldn't because of the name and because mm-hmm. of the importance behind it. So now she's in our co-working space. She's starting to take it very seriously again because it's a labor of love for her, and we couldn't be in more alignment with a group like Recycle Me Iowa. You know, at Discipline Equities Wealth Management, we believe in sustainable investing and actually have a portfolio built around that. So having somebody like CG who cares about the planet and cares about recycling. Is just perfect alignment with us.
As they say, it fits right into your wheelhouse.
It does.
It does. His name, ladies and gentlemen, is Clinton Ackerberg, and he is Collaborate DSM. It's on Ingersoll, and we will have links on the radio blog so that you can find out more about this and all the cool things that are going on down here. And we'll even take a couple of shots of the interior so that you can get an idea of what it looks like. And that event is on the 19th. And you're going to have the opportunity to share more. Public invited to something like that?
Absolutely, yeah. This is all about showcasing CG and Recycle Me Iowa and the great things that they're doing. And interestingly, Collaborate DSM was awarded Best New Business of the Year by the West Side Chamber. So we're going to be celebrating that. And Earth Day is April 22nd, which marks... Yeah, go ahead.
It fits.
It does fit. It does fit. So 8 years that Recycle Me Iowa has been in business, and so we're just going to have a great time, and any and all are invited, members and the general public. So we're going to have it, and it'll be a zero-waste event.
A zero? Well, I am sure that CG wouldn't have it any other way.
That's right.
All right. Thank you so much for visiting with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate your time.
Good stuff. All right, that's the Business News Hour for this segment. More coming up next.